Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter, at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. Check out the show on Twitter, at You Better You Bet, and the entire network, at BetMGM Network, over on Twitter. If you like our show, Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the crew hanging with us here on this Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Haw, Addie Bates, Nick Kostos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game that saw the Chargers destroy the Vikings. Not even close. 37-10. Chargers are the victors. We bet Chargers -3. What a glorious night to sit there and take in that game as we collected our money after 60 minutes of football. But we're going to get into a lot of football over the course of these 4 hours. NFL, big weekend in college football, World Series Game 1, Dodgers at the Blue Jays tonight. We're going to get into some NBA bets, NHL bets. If you miss anything across these 4 hours, make sure you check us out in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcast. And because we're putting the content on there for you to consume in on-demand fashion, the least you could do is to subscribe, rate, and review once again wherever you get your podcast. We have two guests that will be joining us throughout the program starting at 5 o'clock Eastern. College football betting analyst for the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, Colin Wilson, will check in with us at 5 o'clock to give us his best bets for week 9 in college football, which is headlined by the conference where it just means more, the SEC. We have Ole Miss, Oklahoma, Mizzou, Vandy, A&M, LSU. Another fun weekend ahead in college football. And then at 5:20 Eastern, Hall of Fame pitcher, World Series champion, World Series MVP, two-time Cy Young winner, a real treat for us on this Friday here on You Better You Bet, as Tom Glavine will check in with us at 5:20 Eastern time and will help us break down the Fall Classic, which once again begins tonight between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. Not every day you get a World Series MVP on your program, but today is that day for You Better You Bet. But let's go ahead and get into what we saw last night with the Chargers and the Vikings. Once again, LA wins it 37-10, and this game was just an absolute domination. And I was telling Mike Brown this before we came on the air just about 10 minutes ago, saying that, you know what? We've had a hell of a lot better games in primetime than what we saw last night. And if not for betting, and if not for having been on the right side, I might not have watched the rest of this game after about 30 minutes of play. Like, this was a real snoozer, to be quite honest, figuratively, and in my instance in the fourth quarter, literally. Like, I guess a couple times there, drive, I was like, I just missed the drive. Let's go, wake back up here. But at that point, the game had already been decided because LA was the much better team from opening kickoff. I mean, they outgained the Minnesota Vikings 419-164. Like, that is insane. LA, 6 yards per play. Minnesota, 3.5 yards per play. The Chargers had 207 rushing yards compared to Minnesota's 34. And it wasn't because of like a boatload of turnovers or something like that. No, both teams turned the ball over equally. Just one turnover apiece. This was just a flat out utter domination by the Los Angeles Chargers as they improved to 5-3 and the Vikings fall below 500. And I want to do a lot of Minnesota here because I think for the Chargers, they're not as interesting. Like, they're a good team. I've always felt they're a good team, and we'll talk about them as well here. But I think Minnesota deserves the bulk of our attention with last night's result and what we should expect to see going forward. Because up until this point in the season, it has kind of low-key been a year from hell for the Minnesota Vikings. Their quarterback gets injured week two. They've had Jordan Addison's suspension. They didn't get him back until week four. The offensive line has been banged up the entire season. Ryan Kelly with the concussion, he's on IR. You got Brian O'Neill, who was inactive last night's game. Christian Darrisaw has been dealing with injuries, dealing with a knee injury heading into last night's game. Only played 9 plays. As you look at their offensive line and you look up and all of a sudden within 9 plays, hey, 60% of the O-line is out. Like, this has been a year from hell injury-wise for the Minnesota Vikings. And that's not even to mention the defensive injuries with guys like Andrew Van Ginkel, who was an all-pro last year. He didn't play in last night's game. But to me, once again, the story with the Minnesota Vikings and the most interesting development with the Minnesota Vikings happened to do with somebody who was not on the field. And that's with J.J. McCarthy, who, I mean, you look at football Twitter, everyone's got a conspiracy. Everyone's got an opinion on what's going on with J.J. McCarthy. And I know the prevailing thought out there is that he has been benched, and this was a soft benching, and they wanted to go ahead and hide J.J. from what has been 2 bad games, and let's play Carson Wentz. After the game last night, of course, a dominant victory for the Los Angeles Chargers, but head coach Kevin O'Connell for the Minnesota Vikings, he told the media, quote, "If J.J. is healthy, JJ will play." And that's where a lot of the debating has been done, is like, okay, like, how does an ankle injury last this long? I don't know. I mean, it's a high ankle sprain, man. Like, sometimes there are 2-month injuries. Like, high ankle sprains are serious. And I get he's a quarterback. He's not a running back or a wide receiver or a corner or something like that. But still, a high ankle sprain is a high ankle sprain. And we saw the report from Adam Schefter last Sunday saying, you know what? The diagnosis was 2 to 6 weeks. This week is the 6th week. And all indications are that McCarthy is likely to play next week when they take on the Detroit Lions. Now, to me, I honestly think that this, the simplest solution is actually what's been going on here. The simplest answer, rather. Like, I think he's just been hurt, man. Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm not buying the conspiracies that this is a soft benching. Like, it just doesn't make any sense when you look at how the Vikings have been playing without J.J. McCarthy. Like, if he was healthy enough to play, I think he would actually have been practicing in full. Like, I talked about this with Nick yesterday because, like, Nick, we were going back and forth. Nick thinks that this has been sort of a soft benching. I don't believe that. Like, I don't think he's going to be limited if they're benching him. Like, they don't need to make him limited. Just put him as a full participant and say, all right, let's go on with our team. Like, do we really think that they're going to say, well, JJ, we know that you're healthy, but we're not going to let you practice so that we can cover up what is a benching and tell the media that you're hurt, but in actuality, you're now QB2. Really? Like, that's what we're supposed to believe? Come on. Hey, why isn't anybody asking that about the San Francisco 49ers, where Brock Purdy for the last 2 weeks has been limited in practice but has not been playing? And if anything, you want to talk about like soft benching and, oh, let's ride the hot hand, the Niners are actually winning games without Brock Purdy. Like, they could say, oh, well, we want to roll with Mac Jones, so let's keep Brock Purdy on the sidelines because we're 5-2. Like, you know, like the Vikings aren't winning without JJ McCarthy. They look like trash. Not to say that they would look great with JJ, but like there's no reason to be like, hey, like let's go out there and put Carson Wentz out there, which we'll get into here in this segment, because he looks really, really bad. And also he might need some of that quote unquote soft benching as he appears to be very injured. You look at his face after every single hit last night. But like literally the Niners have been practicing Purdy and he's not playing. But we all know it's a little bit nuts to suggest that Brock Purdy has been benched. And I get it. He has a lot more skins on the wall than JJ McCarthy has. Brock Purdy has played in a Super Bowl. Brock Purdy has finished in the top five for an MVP vote a couple of years ago. Purdy is an established quarterback, and he was established with all the money the Niners just gave him this past offseason. So, of course, that's probably the reason as to why nobody is wondering if Brock Purdy has been soft benched, even though he's been practicing but not playing. And once again, he's not going to play this Sunday after practicing all week long in limited fashion, which is the key thing here with JJ McCarthy. Practicing limited. Which is very, very vague, but limited nonetheless.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The big thing with me, and this ties all back to the game last night, but I really want to just kind of talk this through, just to kind of lay out the cards about how I truly feel about this. We don't have any data on whether JJ McCarthy is good or not. There's none whatsoever in the NFL. You can go back to Michigan in college, where he won a national title, handing the ball off to that Michigan team and all the running backs that they had there. You can go back to that if you want to go out there. But in terms of the NFL, we have no data on JJ McCarthy. He was the 10th overall pick. That is a fact. The Minnesota Vikings moved up for JJ McCarthy in the draft last year. That is a fact. He got injured, torn meniscus, missed all of 2024. That is a fact. And in 2025, he has a high ankle sprain and has missed 5 games after playing in weeks 1 and weeks 2. Those are the facts when it comes to JJ McCarthy. But also a fact is that there's no way the Vikings in just 2 NFL games can determine whether McCarthy is the guy or whether he's not the guy. And for Minnesota, that's the goal of this year. They need to figure out if JJ McCarthy is the guy. And we know, just based off of the economics of the NFL salary cap and the quarterback position, by year 3, you better know whether you got the guy or not. Because given the quarterback contracts that we see out there, Tua's contract, Trevor Lawrence's contract, these guys are getting paid whether they're really elite or not. They're getting paid, man. There's no middle class here for the quarterbacks. It's either you're paid big bucks or you're a journeyman free agent quarterback and you have to go the Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield route to eventually get that big money. There's no middle ground here for these QBs. And for Minnesota, Once we get to this time next year, they need to start making that decision whether they want to continue with J.J. McCarthy. They can't afford to soft bench this dude. Whether he's terrible or not, they need to see him play to know for a fact that he is not the guy. Because that's what the suggestion is. He's bad, so they benched him. After just two games, right? They don't know that. You don't know that at home watching and listening. We're all just guessing about J.J. McCarthy. So J.J. McCarthy is going to play when he is healthy, like Kevin O'Connell just said. And last night is the biggest reason why J.J. McCarthy will play, and I don't believe was soft benched. Because look at the alternative. It's right there. Proof is in the pudding. Look at the alternative. The alternative is Carson Wentz, who put together another bad performance against the Los Angeles Chargers. Now, we have to admit, and it's important context, clearly Carson Wentz is injured. I mean, I didn't even realize the guy was dealing with this, like, elbow injury or whatever he had going on his left arm. Like, they're showing the pregame footage of the players walking out, and he's kind of, like, flexing the arm. I'm like, what the hell is that harness that's on Carson Wentz? Boy, am I glad I bet the Chargers. Like, the guy was hurt going into the game. And, of course, he's going to put up a stat line of 15 of 27, 144 yards, touchdown and interception, and a QBR of 27.3. For those who might not know, QBR is a scale of 0 to 100, 50 being average. His QBR last night, 27.3. Sacked a number of times, hit a number of other times, as through five starts, Carson Wentz, once again, five starts, has yet to put together a QBR above 50. 50 is the average. Look at the alternative. Do you really think that Kevin O'Connell would opt for Carson Wentz over a young quarterback where they have sweat equity? They are invested in J.J. McCarthy. It's not the $60 million year investment, but it's the 10th overall pick investment. They have no ties to Carson Wentz. They signed him in August. There's no investment there. They could say, see you later, Carson Wentz, and they're not going to lose one iota of sleep. But with J.J. McCarthy, there's an investment. And we're led to believe that they have benched that investment after two games for 27.3 QBR. That's what you want to sell me on? Come on. Like, let's just be for real about this whole thing. Let's be for real. J.J. McCarthy, like Kevin O'Connell said, when he is healthy, will start for the Minnesota Vikings. And before we wrap up here, because I know we are up against it, got about 60 seconds to go till the break, you can miss me with this narrative of, well, look how Sam Darnold and Daniel Jones are playing. Those were two quarterbacks on the Vikings roster last year. Look at how they're playing. Like, cut it out. Knock it off. Did we not watch the playoff game with Sam Darnold? Did we not watch that? Did we not watch week 18 against the Lions when they had like 12 defensive players on IR? We didn't see how that went with Sam Darnold in the big spot. Like, Daniel Jones, we don't have enough tape on what that's supposed to look like. Like, he was with the Vikings for 30 minutes. They were supposed to go ahead with Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold? Like, let's be for real. The goal of every team is to win the Super Bowl. Do you think that Sam Darnold is going to win a Super Bowl? Do you think that Daniel Jones is going to win a Super Bowl? Like, let's be honest about it. Can J.J. McCarthy win a Super Bowl? That remains to be seen. But damn it, at least there's a chance. With those other two guys, we all know what the answer is. It's a resounding no. So let's pump the brakes. Minnesota will go back to J.J. McCarthy because guess what? They have no other option because they can't continue with what we saw last night. On the other side, we'll tackle all the top stories from around the world of sports, starting with World Series Game 1 between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.